Okay, so for today's deep dive, we're going to unpack something that is, well, it's pretty counterintuitive in the Australian mortgage market right now.
It really is.
We're seeing investor lending just surging, while at the same time, interest rates are locked in this higher-for-longer environment. It just seems like a complete paradox.
It is, and the data really shows a structural split. In Q3 2025, investor lending shot up a huge 17.6% by value.
17.6, that's massive,
Yeah.
especially when you compare it to, owner-occupier demand, which was only up, what, about 4.7%?
Exactly.
So the RBA is keeping the cash rate at a restrictive 3.6%, but sophisticated investors are just piling in.
Yeah.
What's the core driver here?
The immediate incentive is yield. It's that simple. The housing shortage has created these historically low vacancy rates,
right?
Which means that high rental income is acting as this massive financial offset to the higher interest costs.
So the cash flow story is completely overriding the interest rate story.
That's it, exactly.
So where are we seeing the biggest relief from this yield offset?
The regional outliers are really strong. Darwin units, for example, you're seeing yields up near 7.8%.
Wow.
And Perth is also sitting strong at 4.3%. High gross yields just make serviceability so much easier to achieve, even with the higher payments.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm guessing the whole psychological battle is over, too.
Yeah.
Investors who are sitting on the sidelines waiting for rates to drop have sort of accepted this new reality.
They have. That wait-and-see approach is ending. The expectation of quick rate cuts has pretty much disappeared.
Right.
I mean, fixed rates have actually been quietly creeping up. For savvy investors, the focus has completely shifted to time in the market, not trying to perfectly time it.
But, okay, even with all this demand and appetite, there's still a giant regulatory wall standing in the way of getting loans approved, isn't there?
There is, and its name is APRA. The biggest constraint is that APRA, our banking regulator, is holding firm on the 3% serviceability buffer.
So just to be clear, if you're borrowing at a rate of, say, 6.5%,
you're being assessed on your ability to repay that loan at 9.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kills borrowing capacity for so many people.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting then. How are portfolio architects and their brokers actually getting these loans across the line?
Yeah.
Because the surge proves they are finding a way around that buffer.
They are. They're strategically using these technical credit policy shifts that have gone mainstream.
Okay.
The first major breakthrough is for the self-employed borrower. Traditionally, you needed 2 full years of tax returns to get prime lending rates.
I know.
Now, the major lenders think Westpac and ANZ are accepting just 1 year of returns.
That's a game changer for a growing business.
It's a huge policy concession. It just blows the doors open on borrowing capacity for small business owners whose income is on the up.
Right. What's the second big breakthrough that brokers are using?
It's all about rental income shading. Yep. So Standard Bank policy usually shades your rental income by 20% to account for costs, vacancies, things like that. But now we're seeing some aggressive lenders knock that shading figure down to just 10%.
Okay. Can you walk us through the actual math on that?
Mm-hmm.
Say I have a portfolio generating $100,000 in gross rent. How much more borrowing power does that little change actually unlock?
It's absolutely critical. So with the standard 20% rule, the bank only assesses $80,000 of your income.
Right.
Under the new 10% rule, they assess $90,000. That extra 10 grand in assessed annual income can unlock anywhere from, say, $120,000 to $150,000 in new borrowing capacity.
Wow, that's a serious leverage point.
That policy nuance is precisely how smart investors are navigating that APRA wall.
So if we boil it all down, the takeaway here is that this current boom heavily favors the investor who is working with a good broker, someone who understands these technical little shifts.
Absolutely.
The one-year financials, the 10% shading, you have to stop just shopping for a rate and start thinking like a portfolio architect.
That's exactly it. The market is being driven by those who understand the rules of the game. And the data backs it up. Investors now account for 2 in every 5 new home loans.
Which really raises an important question for you, the listener. What lazy equity might you be sitting on right now in your own home that could be leveraged for another acquisition? The real goal here is to shift your mindset from being just an owner-occupier to being a portfolio holder who can actively capitalize on these lending shifts.
Right.
Definitely some food for thought.